evening today as we read through the Bible in a year. Our verses are from Psalm 119. And before, for years, every time I got to Psalm 119, I kind of went, ugh. Anybody know why? It goes on forever. I love our present Bible reading schedule because we only have a bit of it each day instead of the whole ball game. So we have from verse 17 to 32 today. And what I'm going to share about verse 32 and Wilmington says about this verse, lying in the dust, completely discouraged, the psalmist knew that deliverance from his sinful nature would come as the Lord helped him understand his laws. Lying in the dust. Do you sometimes feel like you're lying in the dust and you just can't do it? You just can't. You're trying to be a Christian. You're trying to walk in a godly path, but oop, you stumbled again. And it's not the first time, but you just stumbled. And God says he has an answer for you. The psalmist says, from the King James Version, this psalm reads, I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. NASB translation says, I shall run the way of thy commandments, for thou wilt enlarge my heart. God's Word translation, which is a real old translation, says, I will eagerly pursue your commandments because you continue to increase my understanding. The New Living says, if you will help me, I will run to follow your commands. The Message says, I'll run the course you lay out for me if you'll just show me how. And the one that I think I liked best, and the one that I want to hold on to today is from NIV. I run in the path of your commands, for you have set my heart free. And if we as Christians would just remember that the fact is he has. Is the work finished? What did Jesus say? We just celebrated Easter. What were his last words? It is finished. It's done. We are set free, and we need to just continually reckon on that every day. So I run in the path of your commands, for you have set my heart free. Let's stand and let's say this verse from the NIV translation together. I run in the path of your commands, for you have set my heart free. Amen. And with that free heart, we're going to worship him today together. Amen.